Regular session. So, on page one, we do have a motion to consider, or we can...
I'll make the motion. I make a motion to approve the purchase of 28179 High Pass Road for $1,395,000 pursuant to the presented farms, ranches, acreage, and natural resource property real estate sale of agreement and authorize the city administrator to sign all necessary documents.
I second that.
Okay, a motion by Councilor Hancock was seconded by Councilor Thomas to approve the purchase of 28179 High Pass Road for $1,395,000 pursuant to the presented farms, ranches, acreage, and natural resources property real estate sale of agreement and authorize the city administrator to sign all necessary documents. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, Councilor Thomas, how do you vote?
Yes.
Councilor Washburn?
Yes.
Councilor Seneca?
Yes.
Councilor Leach?
Yes.
And Councilor Hancock?
Yes.
Okay. Any other business to...
We do, one more, it was dependent on this last...
Oh, okay.
Hey, you got them?
Yeah.
Back to Director Capping then.
Hey, sir. So, this is... This is a request to discuss the possibility of purchasing equipment, which Councilor Washburn brought up in his committee comments. With all the property that we've acquired out there, it's getting really hard to keep up on mowing that property and maintaining that property. So, Bobcat of Eugene kind of knows what we're doing. We talked with them quite a bit, and they knew we were gonna be looking for another piece of equipment out there eventually. They happened to get in a Bobcat UW56, which is a tool cab, which is the same piece of equipment we already own today. So they have that, a mower attachment, some forks, and a bucket for that, which is setting up in Salem right now. And it makes sense for us to stay with that piece of equipment because we already have a bunch of other attachments for it, and we'd have a backup then if we needed to, or if we needed help out there, we could use the one for the utility crew to help out. Because it is quite a bit of acreage out there. I mean, we own a lot now. And some of that is leased out, but most of it, like that front field and the side field and the field next to that property that you just approved the purchase of, is not farmed out. So we have to mow all that. And we have to have that all mowed prior to irrigating, which happens in late June, early July. So you can't have a farmer do it because they are doing their own haying then, and if you have that ground leased out, they don't cut their hay till later on the second run, so you can't irrigate during that time, which then kills us with DEQ, because we have to be able to irrigate that property. I told the Public Works Committee, I don't typically come after a piece of equipment this fast, but this is the only one in the state of Oregon that's hit the ground in a long time. So it makes sense for me to go after this one, and they were willing to hold it until I could bring it to the council meeting and have a discussion with you whether you guys would approve the purchase of this. So the total cost of this equipment and the attachments is $76,796. This would be purchased out of the sewer capital fund. There is, I guess, $150,000 in that capital fund. With the new design of the treatment plant, I think it was Councilor Gamby that asked me this question. Why can't we just use a regular type mower? With the new design of the treatment plant, they're talking about going taller, skinnier walls and having them certified as a dam, so it takes up less space. So in order to do that, I'm gonna need that smaller footprint of equipment to get on top of that dike and take and maintain that. So putting in a regular pickup up there, a regular mower is not gonna work.
I was gonna throw in that with that, because I was the one that originally convinced Gary to go down the road of these tool cats. Bobcat is the only company that makes these. The big piece of this where your mower or your truck, where they don't really work, is the tool cat from Bobcat is a unified platform that runs everything they have. So like for their skid steers, things of this nature. So you have augers, you have buckets, pallet ports. If you can think of it, they've got an attachment for it. Between that and then having the bed, the hydraulic lift bed in it like you would like a gator, it combines multiple pieces into one. That if we went to go to the other platform, we're going to end up investing more than that, because now you have to have a skid steer. You have to have a mower or two plus your gator. So you have these multiple pieces that you end up investing more in the long run. And we've been running the Toolcat now for
about 2007?
Seven. So we've been running for a number of years, and it's been a reliable platform, and it's let us do more with less. Yeah. So it kind of just fits that same mindset of what we've always done and would like to continue to do.
If you'd asked me 2 months ago if I wanted to go that route with the mower deck, I'd have said, no, it doesn't work. But they've revamped their mower deck now. We rented one 2 weeks ago, and it mows three times as fast as our mower. Even my big tractor, it'll outmow it by three times. Yeah. It took Desmond 2 hours to mow that 11-acre park with that tool cap. So it's a good piece of equipment. They actually have one, which I don't know when they're gonna make another one. It's available to us, and it does make a lot of sense for us to stay with the same equipment, so we have the same attachments, so we have backup. There's the wind up in the pitch. There's the motion.
I have a question.
And the estimate. Go ahead.
And you can use this in other places besides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we can use it in any. Right now, the guys use it in the ditches during the summer. Once we get the water out of them and we can mow them, they go through and clean up all the rocks and debris and everything like that.
They've used them in parks for planting. I know.
And we have the auger attachment, so when we go to plant trees, we just use the auger. We don't have to dig it by hand, so it's pretty fast.
Thank you.
This is a new piece of equipment?
Brand new.
Brand new, okay.
And we get a discount?
We do get a discount, yeah. $12,150.
Perfect.
Other questions?
Trial runs on our places, maybe? Just to see if it works right?
I don't think I heard that. Heard what, right?
I certainly didn't.
Neither did our city attorney. Okay. This motion on top of page two.
I'll make a motion to purchase Bobcat UW56 and attachments from Bobcat of Eugene for $76,769 and authorize the City Public Works Director to sign the necessary documents.
I'll second that.
Motion was made by Councilor Senega, seconded by Councilor Washburn, to purchase the Bobcat UW56 and attachments from Bobcat of Eugene for $76,769 and authorize the City Public Works Director to sign the necessary documents. Councilor Thomas, how do you vote? Councilor Westberg?
Yes.
Councilor Senega?
Yes.
Councilor Leach?
Yes.
And Councilor Hancock?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You betcha.
Well done, dear.
Okay. Anything else to be brought before the group?
So what will be the total acreage out there now? Will it be 200 acres or what? It won't be.
With what we own now, just so I'm clear, with what we own now, we'll need an additional 200. So this 60 would come off of that 200 that we'll need.
Okay.
So we'll need an additional 140.
How many are we at today? We're like at 120
or something, 40, 160.
160.
Is that including the purchase or before that?
Before that.
Yeah, so we're at 160 acres, so now we'll be at 220.
Okay, good, thanks.
The thing is with the new design, staying with lagoons, it just takes so much land that it's the right thing to do for the city. It's the cheapest thing to do for the city, but it takes some land to get there.
Yeah.
And that's not counting the, what, 78 acres just to the north in that number, is it?
That was including that.
Okay.
Yeah, that 80 acres there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's
perfect.
Lots of grass.
Yeah.
Lots of grass.
Anything else, ladies and gentlemen? We will adjourn our meeting at 7:59 this evening. Thank you very much.